Hey John, are we going to be doing like a March Madness show coming up here?
Sure, we should do that. I saw that there was a March Madness thing going on with Brad Gustafson for his 30-second take. And so he put a bunch of people that had done the 30 se- you ever are you familiar with that podcast?
I am.
Okay, so then right. The thing I like to say, Brad Gustafson is a nice, wholesome guy from Minnesota, right? But and he does, he loves, what is it? I think it's Video Scribe or whatever he does the podcast on, I forget right
Touchcast.
now. TouchCast, thank you. He's like the master of TouchCast, but at the same time, he does, that little 30-second like Lou Albano versus like wrestling kind of
Yeah.
education topic thing. But I keep going, Brad, I like the 30-second take idea, but it's like 5 minutes of you and all these features to get there. And then it's like they talk for like 15 seconds. And then it's like Brad for another 5 minutes. I'm like, it's the longest 30 seconds of my life. It takes 10 minutes to get two people to talk for 30 seconds because Brad's like, wow, here we go. And he is. He's like one of those wrestling guys. Here we go. It's Scott Bedley versus Oliver Stinkton here. This one's gonna
Dude,
be
hey,
crazy.
Oliver's in California right now.
Oh, is he?
He's out here in California. He's doing some, I don't know what he's doing. He's up in Carpinteria. Have you heard of Carpinteria, John?
Yeah, it's a great song by Sublime. I don't practice Carpinteria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Isn't that the song?
I think that's Santeria.
Oh, okay, sorry. But
You can get me on the movie stars music. I'm a little bit harder to slip one by, though, John.
that's right. Well, at least you appreciated my attempt, my stab at humor right there. But yeah, so no, I have no idea where Carpinteria is.
Speaking of Carpinteria,
Father Tim.
he's running a marathon there this weekend.
No, are you serious?
Yeah. Yep.
He's gonna run a marathon?
He's a marathoner now.
My gosh, that guy. It's crazy. Well, you know what? I think on his earbuds, he listens to the Carpenters because he's so old. Oh,
It's like a Milli Vanilli Carpenter's mix.
right. We've only just begun to marathon and bench press horses all through the night.
I love how like I was trying to like make fun of Tim. I'm like, oh yeah, his favorite band's Milli Vanilli, and he's like, they are not a band. They are a singing group and barely even a singing group.
That's right.
I'm like, I can't even get that past him. I
Yeah.
can't.
It's a Big Brother thing.
It is.
So I want to know when you're going to watch the movie Boyhood.
I watched it several times
You haven't because it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. I can't even get Marnie to watch it.
Do you know how many times I watched Dances with Wolves?
Don't know how many times.
4 times, John.
How many
Four
times did
times.
you watch Waterworld?
0 times.
Okay, because that's an epic saga too.
I couldn't get enough Tatanka.
Oh, I think Marnie likes Dances with Wolves. Marnie, you like the movie Dances with Wolves?
Sure.
She says sure. She's
Marnie's
gotta
kind of my
listen.
people.
Marnie is your
Same
people.
here.
Yeah.
She likes the two sisters. She likes
She does like the
Kevin
two
Costner.
sisters. She likes
Hi,
Kevin
how you doing?
Costner. What else does Marnie like? She likes Moose. Oh wow, you can even there's even vote now. Oh, now she's
Like,
now
that's a
she
new
there
Google
was
sound
actually
effect.
sound coming from there on that one. Wow. Yeah, she's a big fan of the Moose.
I
I don't
saw
know.
Kevin Costner at a concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, what was the band?
His name was just Kevin, this guy I knew named Kevin Costner.
It's like John Voight again.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just saw that episode of Seinfeld again.
You
How
did.
cool is yeah, how cool is that? That is such a good show. You talk about when we were talking to JR a little bit, we were watching talking about just storytelling. JR Geo is really into the storytelling after, I mean, he was really trying, like, every question, trying to break it down into, like, a little story time. Like, he's really taking the Ira Glass thing seriously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
John, let me tell you a story about Ira Glass.
He's on NPR and This American Life.
Now. No, I honestly, I did see Kevin Costner. We went to see the Counting Crows up at the Wiltern in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And it, I don't know if you've been to the Wiltern, but it's, you know, it's a pretty small theater. And it was the last show of their concert tour, and I don't even remember what album it was for. But they started bringing people up on stage, and all of a sudden Costner's on stage, and we're like, where was he at? Wow. He was like right down up front. He had just piled in with the crowd, and they were bringing everybody up on stage. It was crazy. It was a great concert. Just because of the sing-along atmosphere. I like those sing-along kind of concerts.
You're going, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. It's been a long December for Father Tim.
I love Craig. Craig Yen just tweets out, I couldn't get enough Tatanka. In quotes, Scott Teach, speaking of Dances with Wolves. Oh my gosh.
Gosh, I think it should be over. I think that they have this, I was contacted by these people and they wanted you, and it's not a bad idea. It's like they want you to like sponsor levels of podcasts because really pretty soon, like my $300 is going to come up for Podomatic and I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to have to fork it over, you know, myself. And there's some times where you just like wish that, you know, people could chip in or something or whatever. But I think that it should be a requirement that if Craig Yen watches and live tweets your podcast, that you should have to ship him something like a,
oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like a sticker or t-shirts or McDonald's.
You got some stuff from Voxer, don't you, John? Did you get some swag from Voxer?
If I get those tightwads at Voxer to actually pay my $2.99 a month,
you'll have enough to keep podcasting.
Yeah.
I was watching one of those late night talk shows, you know, with a guy named Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying it was pretty funny. He was like, some things you'll never hear. Hey, how are you? How'd you make your first million? Oh, in podcasting? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's unfortunate. That's pretty funny. No money in podcasting.
It isn't. It's nope. Fun, though.
It's very much fun.
I feel like we haven't talked about anything educationally relevant at all except for grouching about South by Southwest, this show.
And I'll get serious right now, John.
I'm not. Okay, well, you're going to have to bring it up here because I think we've got like 3 minutes and we're like at an hour. So I want you to close strong educational-wise.
Okay, so there's
It's like a 30-second take with Brad Gustafson. Okay, ready? We're going to square. All right, we're going to do a point counterpoint right now. An impromptu Brad Gustafson. Maybe he'll put us in the March Madness real quick as like the play-in game. Oh, that's good, Brad.
Yeah.
Play-in game for us. Okay, here we go. What do you want to take the point of? I will take Apple, you take Google. Or you want to take Google and I'll take Apple?
Let's go certification versus uncertified.
Okay, all right. I'm going to take uncertified, you take certified.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I have to speak for certification?
Yeah, you have to speak for certified teachers or why teachers have to be certified. You want me to go first?
Pretty much, then I'm not going to make it.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take certified.
No, go ahead.
You take uncertified. Okay.
No, all right, I'll take certified. You go first.
Okay, so uncertification. I say you could grab any person off the street and put them to work as a substitute right away if we didn't certify people. There shouldn't be background checks. There should be nothing requiring certification at all for teachers. I say any old person can do it. It's the easiest job in the world. The pay is good. Let's just get America to work. I feel like Frank Underwood and the America Works program on Netflix, House of Cards. Just grab in any person. Teaching is so easy. You don't need to be certified. It's all baloney. Your turn.
John. Let me tell you. Certification is the only way to go. In fact, I propose additional certification for anyone to even become Google certified or Apple distinguished or whatever else they might be. They need to be certified before they get certified that they're certifiable. So, John, I think there should be at least 15 certifications prior to anyone being able to be certified. And once they're certified, then they should be able to be in the classroom. Because without those certifications, without that proof, without that brainwash, I mean the certifications, they would not be able to really truly impact. So to me,
education.
Tim Bedley, by the way, this is going to sell it all. Tim Bedley, USDA certified.
Mm-hmm. Top choice. That is good. I think you won.
Brad's like, there's no way ever that those guys are coming on.
There's that game on Tuesday where they can play in and that team plays like the 12 seed. That's us right here. Come on. Come on, man. Yeah, Brad's never asked me to be on that podcast. That kind of irks me a little bit.
He's asked you to tweet about it, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he'll tag me in a tweet and be like, hey, share this or whatever. But, hey, where's my invite? And I want to – you know why? Because I don't want to argue with people. I just want them to
– You just want a platform where you can
– I just want them to agree with me.
No, I think it's a cool concept what he has going there. You know, I think it's a cool concept, and how much he spends on production is really amazing. So I'm serious. Credit to him.
Right. Well, he doesn't spend anything on production because it's that app.
Well, that app
he has to have his green screen, I guess, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brad, you know what? Some of those administrators have got tricks. I know the second youngest principal in the state of California, and her name is Amy Fadeji, and Amy Fadeji has got some tricks up her
sleeve.
Who's
the first youngest principal in California?
I don't know. She said she used to be the youngest, but now she's not. Like, they must have hired Doogie Howser to at the Visalia.
Yeah,
I think they get a memo. You know how those principals are so competitive. They're like, oh, I'm not the youngest anymore. I'm the second youngest.
That you can't even compete on. What it is.
Right. I mean, what? Fadeji can't change her age. You know, this just in. Father Tim, the oldest teacher in the state of California.
Oh, he's not even close, John.
I know. Well, Terrio.
Terrio's going to sweep the other leg now.
Oh, Terrio. Terrio's going to hug me and just not let go. He's like, come on.
He's going to go for one of those Fight Club hugs.
Yeah.
He's going to meatloaf.
We'll have a fun time. Should we do a podcast from down at the queue?
I think we should.
The same spot?
I don't think we should be in the same spot, though.
Okay, well, we'll have to be where Wi-Fi works.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, no. So we don't want to crash the system.
Starbucks?
Yeah, that's my usual spots. There's a bunch of – I think they have a Starbucks in Palm Springs. I'm not sure.
You think so? Hey, I'm paying for ginger shots this year. We're going all natural juice, John.
Oh, really?
Working out while we're out there. We're going to come back to our homes at least 2 to 3 pounds lighter.
Okay, so here, I'll give you one. All right, so here's what we need to do. Okay, and I will take your juice shots because I like the natural juices. Marnie and I were just talking about that the other day. I'm going to give you an app, okay?
All right, give it to me.
Let's look at it, all right? So there's an app that's pretty cool, and it's called Meerkat, all right?
You shared that one last time.
Did I put that one on last time?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what we need to do is we will at some point – the two of us are going to go to whatever Father Tim is staying. I'm sure that he's already vetted the establishment and it has a workout room up to his lofty credentials. And what we're going to do is we're going to work out with Tim one of those times, and then we're going to put the live stream on Meerkat and we'll just tweet out and people can watch us do the workout. I think that should be a thing. And if Craig Yen watches that, then he'll be like, gosh, darn it, I should have gone down to Q. What was I thinking?
We're gonna, We're going to live stream us working out with Tim.
Yes, we're going to live stream us working out with Tim. I picture us with like a medicine ball. Like that could be, if we made that video, that could be for Global School Play Day next year.
I see us with like 5-pound weights doing curls and him with like 100.
That would be a thing. I would have a 5-ounce barbell, and then he would have a large rhinoceros that he
Tim
curls.
Medley, I just want to tell you, Tim Medley, I love you, brother. I really do.
Yeah, we love you, Tim. You're so strong that it scares us. We only make fun of you because we're scared.
You know who else scares us?
Mr. Mythology.
Not really. But...
Hey, No, he can be scary sometimes too.
Isn't it like Digital Learning Day or year coming
up? It's on Friday. It's Digital Learning Day. Yeah.
Tell me more about that, John. So if somebody hasn't heard about digital, yeah.
Okay, well, I will. That's easy for you to say.
I know, it's getting
digital
late.
Digital Learning Day was invented by one Jeremy McDonald. And he went up to the White House one day. I think he drove in his broken down car. And this is before he got his nice new Ford Focus. And he walked up to Arne Duncan and they let him in because he's a nice guy and he passed all the tests. And then he said, Mr. Duncan, I really believe that we should start trying to integrate technology into the classroom a little bit more. I think it would help prepare students for the future. And Arne Duncan said, hold on, I don't understand what you're saying. Let me get my staffer over. And then the staffer, you know, the staffer made it happen, and Arne went off confused and shot some free throws or something. But that was how Digital Learning Day was created. Now, my question to you is, do we still need Digital Learning Day? Because it should be every day, but that's like saying, do we need Earth Day? Because Earth Day should be every day. Do we need Digital Learning Day anymore? Do we need people to think that they're like, oh yeah, maybe I should have my kids work on a Google Doc or something? Do we really need it anymore?
John,
are there those people out there that don't believe we should?
We do need it.
My wife is nodding her head. She says, yes, there are those people out there. Okay, yes. Then we still need Digital Learning Day. But you know what? You should have been doing this a long time ago, my friends. By the way, flashback, there's my Reading Rainbow 8-bit LeVar Burton screensaver.
I like that, John.
Thank you very much.
Last year's cue.
Oh my gosh, we have so many pictures with LeVar Burton. I just took him. I didn't get in one, but he was funny. He was funny. You were there with us, right?
No, I wasn't there at that time. I don't know where I was at that time.
Were you not hanging out with me? Don't you know I get all the behind the velvet rope and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, we had a good year the prior year behind the velvet rope, and I almost got taken out by Sir Ken Robinson's people. Jumping the velvet rope to talk to him. I don't know. My head gets on a swivel at that place. There's so much going on and so many people. I just get overloaded. I need to go find like a corner, like that table for us to sit at that table. I could focus and talk, but in the hallways with everything going on, you know, a guy my age, we just get confused and lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. I don't even remember what you just said.
What?
Oh,
hey,
my gosh.
John, one last thing before we go.
Okay.
Because I know we're on at about 3 hours right now.
I was going to say, we're about to split this into two podcasts. Go ahead.
Did you hear about this new crowdfunding deal?
No.
It's crowdfunding college athletes.
Okay. No, I did just see that before I got on there. You know, I saw that. So I didn't know if that was real or not. So we can crowdfund college athletes. They just get the money.
To stay in school. So if they stay the whole time, they get the money. If they don't stay, they don't get the money. It comes back.
Oh.
And the amount that they get is like 80%, and then 10% goes to like their classmates or their teammates or something else, and 10% goes towards some other charity or something like that. But they get 80% of whatever money. And of course, college football, NCAA, is not liking that at all, John. They're not liking it.
It's interesting. I wondered how they're going to – well, you know who doesn't like the NCAA? Everyone. Because talk about a bunch of crooks. I mean, holy cow. They make Frank Underwood from House of Cards look like an honest guy.
John, this just in.
Uh-oh.
The NCAA has just banned you from all games.
NCAA, gosh, talk about a crooked. They make Arnie Duncan look like an upstanding citizen. A forthright person that knows a lot about education.
I see you and Arnie Duncan burying the hatchet and becoming
Q,
good.
Right?
Good.
Well, is he really going to be at Q, Arnie Duncan?
Maybe through a little one-on-one game. Or maybe it's 2-on-2 and you two get teamed up in your skins and two other dudes are shirts. And you just...
So you want me to play? Arnie Duncan and I are in a shirts and skins basketball game at Q.
Yes.
And we're also live streaming my workout with Tim.
Yes. Q is going to be
unbelievable. This is sounding more and more like something really shady that I don't know if I want to go now. Yeah. Wow. I don't know. We're going to end on that. Yeah. We're going to end on that kind of.
No, we can't end on that.
Okay.
Let's talk about Boyhood.
Let's talk about Boyhood, the movie. You got to watch that at some point. I watched it a little bit today again. It makes me cry.
It does. Sad.
Yeah. You have to treasure. You know what? As I was telling my wife, Marnie, today, got to treasure every moment with these youngsters. Because before you know it, they'll be grown up and they don't want to have anything to do with you. Just like I don't have anything to do with my mom.
Yeah.
All right, but we can't end on that note, I guess. even though I laugh and chuckle, we know it's actually, my wife looks at me, we know it's true. Okay, so go ahead. What you got?
No, I was just going to say, you know, if you were to decide what's more important for a teacher, and they were going to choose one tool to use to integrate into their lessons, what would that be, John? I mean, would it be Chromebook? Would it be iPad? Would it be a specific website that would kind of key them in, get them going on using more technology?
That's a tough one. I don't know. You know, what we've been doing is we've been working a lot with our teachers on the grants that they can write so that they can, you know, basically decide what they want to, you know, we're pretty much giving them, they cite what they want to do for their learning goal. And then as we're sitting there on the other Monday, we had a big turnout finally. So we had about 17 people showed up. We'd only had three the night the time before and about five the time before that. So then to have, like, I walked in the room, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's 17 people. Okay, so the grants are getting closer. People do want to, you know, get some of this money. And they kept going, okay, so now is this where I put in, like, what app I would want to use or what, you know, or the iPad or the Chromebook? And I just look at them, I'm like, mm-mm. I'm like, you don't put in anything like that. And they're like, okay, but so what's the dollar amount, you know? And I said, there's no dollar amount. You just think about what you want to do with your, you know, what you want to accomplish. Your students want to collaborate. They want to publish. They want to write across the grade levels, write across the subject levels, whatever you want to do. And then if your proposal is good and it looks like you're ready to change your teaching around, your pedagogy, then we'll say you've got this and we'll meet with you in May and then we'll discuss what your options are. And you know what? A lot of times I think the options are going to end up being, if they're third grade and up, for me is Chromebooks with a sprinkling of iPads. I mean, with a smattering for video productions and things like that. I mean, it's good at what it's good at. Apple is good for the entertainment industry. It's good with all that stuff. It's good with GarageBand, iMovie. The apps are cool. The device management of it is, they should be, I don't know, they should give a refund to schools that they've sold iPads to because of the amount of money that's spent managing all of those devices. I mean, it's criminal what Apple, I really think it's criminal what Apple's doing. I can't believe that they would keep selling these to schools and not have thought of more of a plan to help people manage the devices. It's just a mess. And I can tell you how much of my salary they've wasted for my district just on me trying to fix and help people manage their iPads because they put in their personal one, they don't use a school one. It's just a mess. And so
it's a lot. It's a lot. And you have 10 or 30 or class set to try to deal with all that. It's insane. Yeah. You know what, John? For some reason, I thought you were going to go with the iWatch.
Now, is it weird that I'm being serious here. Is it weird that the iWatch, I have no interest in that whatsoever? Like, I don't even care. Are you interested in it?
I want to see. I want to see what it does.
Okay.
I want to see and why you would want – why. I don't know. Yeah. Our IT guy – who's hilarious, mm-hmm. sent me this picture of the iWatch, and it mm-hmm. said on it, reminder, this mm-hmm. is the same thing that's on your phone.
Right. Well, so, it's like I did the quick update because my iPhone has really been, you know, I have the Mambo iPhone. My iPhone's been really crashing a lot lately, just in several different apps. So yeah. I did the update today. So the update is the Apple Watch, if you can see it down on that bottom row right there. So then you go through, and it's got this little thing, and it says, here, good evening. If you want to pair up your Apple Watch with your phone, you know, you can pair there. So it's almost like the new update was just like a round-the-clock advertisement on my phone. So let me see. I haven't even tried, but let's see. Right, and then if I try and delete it now, it doesn't delete. Like, look, you can see I'm shaking right there. Yeah. So I can't delete that off my phone. So it's like a big advertisement for Apple Watch. And I think that that's where Apple gets in trouble. So you can tell me that you can YouTube me and put that out, which I'm fine with. But at the same time, I'm like, so you can do all that, but you can't help the educational system. I mean, you've had this. I mean, how is it the fifth anniversary of the iPad coming up in April? I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, I was in line the first day and I bought mine and I used it right away that first day. But man, it is criminal what they don't get, you know, you get the stupid 10% discount. You used to be able to, I mean, when there was iPod Touch, you could buy one app with a gift card if a parent gave you one. And if you had the computer, you could sync it to like your 20 or 30 iPod Touches. And then they did away with that. It's volume purchasing, and that they never really got that straight right off the bat. And now they're saying that in September they're going to have some master plan, and they've tried to lower the age level to 13. And I don't know. I just think that there's a lot of districts that are looking for answers, and I don't think Apple has even felt the pressure to give one until finally when Chromebooks outsold them for the first time that last quarter. And I think they thought, oh, okay, maybe we should pay attention a little bit. But I don't even know if they are. It just makes you kind of wonder if they're like Pearson and all those guys and just all about the money. And they are. And I think it's sad. I think it's a lot of schools. I would hate to even – I could probably do an estimate of how much money and time, like man hours, people have wasted trying to fix managing the iPads. It's ridiculous. And it should, I don't know. I really feel, I love Apple products. I'm on a Mac, you know, I'm on a MacBook Air right now. I love the products, but boy, as far as managing them from a school district standpoint, they are brutal. Just, it's brutal. And in the other end of the spectrum, the Chromebooks, very, very simple.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you. I think they both need to be in a classroom because, you know, there's just a valuable tool in those iPads if they were more manageable. And I think, you know, I don't know. It's a nightmare when the updates come mm-hmm. and you have to deal with that. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah, the whole account issue is just a problem and it's just constant.
Yeah, and they usually do the big iOS update in September, and that's right after you've kind of got stuff ready for your schools then. So then here it comes late September. Now it's a whole new iOS. It's, you know, it's not 7, now it's 8.01. I don't know. I wish they would. I hope that they get it together at some point, because they are really great tools to use. You know, I really think if you tell me, if you have iPads, I still say the gateway drug right now for teachers that are scared is Adobe Voice. The Adobe Voice app you can use very easily, and since they've updated it so you can save to camera roll, I'm going to have many samples that I'll be sharing on my Tumblr for my district coming up here pretty soon. And so, I will say this. If you want some samples, I have started some different websites since we were at PDX. And so one of them is a Tumblr is the easiest one for me. And I'm just doing one where I put up one student project a day or one student podcast a day that's all student created. And if you ever look at that and you want to ask me, you know, how we did it, I'm always happy to talk to you about how we did it. But yeah, I think that Adobe Voice, that's the one for reluctant teachers. It's the one for teachers that aren't confident. I think even for teachers that are very confident, it's still a really cool app. So, and I think you could use it K, and I think you could use it 12th.
Yeah.
So,
John, do you use Digo?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I don't know why I'd ever use those social bookmarking things. I probably have an account, and I haven't used it for probably 3 or 4 years. Isn't that weird?
No, I was just curious. I know I've been checking out Kelly Kermode's Digo.
Uh-huh.
She has a public library that you can follow along. That's just, I don't know. She just finds incredible resources all the time.
Oh yeah, maybe that would be the one way I would get on, just to follow her Digo. Because some of the stuff that she shared at Camp Chromebook up here in Portland was great.
Yeah, she's legit.
By the way, Kelly Kermode, be on Techlandia next Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you guys, stop, John.
We actually pull a guest every now and then, you know? I want to say that I had never met Ed Campos Jr. Until I didn't even follow him on Twitter or anything. And what a really nice guy he was, too. He was a very, very nice guy, talking about redesigning his classroom, using it. Idea paint and all that stuff. It was really cool. It's always cool to meet somebody new that just he's got 70 inch screens, like two of them. There you've got Chromebooks, iPads, and MacBook Airs. Like that's what they've got. Like what? He's 3 to 1. It's crazy.
He's 3 to 1.
Yeah, that's what they have.
How many kids does he have? 4.
I don't know. No, that's me. I have 4.
That's right. And you're 3 to 1 too, aren't you?
That's right. We're always playing zone. We're always, you know, at best we're 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Oh man. So anyway, well, Scott, I think that we have clinched it now that we will split this podcast into two, but that is okay. I don't think we will. Yeah.
That puts us on cue for our next one, right?
That's right.
Hey, we could always invade the BuzzMob booth and broadcast right from there.
Yeah, has the BuzzBob app gone live now?
No, I think they want to launch both the iOS and Android at the same time. So they're trying to finalize some stuff on the Android, but I'm pretty excited about it, that's for sure.
I hope they do it by Q.
Yeah.
Think they will?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be down at their booth a little bit. Those guys are cool.
Me too. We'll stop by there.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, do you have any? We actually got serious there right at the end. Holy cow, I don't know how we did that.
You asked for it.
Yeah, well, we finished strong. That was good. And meanwhile, now Marnie has left, and she's like, I can't believe you guys do this for an hour and a half. He's like, what, are you crazy?
My battery's about to die, too.
Okay, cool. All right, well, do you have any cool final thoughts? Or let's do we got to do our final plug for our sponsor. Okay, here it goes. This just in, Edufamous Chia Pets are now sweeping the country at a Walgreens near you. Our newest, what were the new models of Chia Pet last week? I forgot.
Arnie Duncan and
Michelle Reed.
Michelle Reed.
All right. Well, the Edufamous people just keep on going with the Chia Pet. Now there is the limited edition next week, Q Chia Pets. you can get the limited edition, only 100 are available, Carl Lindgren Striker Chia Pet. You can get the limited edition, there are actually 500 available, of Ms. Victoria Olsen. You can get the limited edition, there's only 7 available for, who'd be a lucky 7? Craig Yen, since they were making them, and then they stopped making them since they knew he wasn't coming to the Q conference. And Stars. Finally, there's only 50 available of the one, the only, Father Tim. 50, because that's how old he is.
He's going to be autographing his Chia Pets.
Yes, he will autograph his Chia Pet. They even have a little like goatee thing going for it. So it's because sometimes he gets a little of the goatee thing going.
You got to be careful, because I've seen him sign those, and sometimes he crushes those little clay things.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. And by the way, he will also be eating chia seeds, because they're very healthy for you. It is kale smoothie.
Oh, my gosh.
John, rim shot. I gotta say. Got a rim shot. How do we go an hour and a half without a rim shot?
If I were to rank this show out of our 10, I'd probably put it at number 10.
Yeah. People, we'll get better. We're loopy. I have to be honest. I have had a tough month and a half. I have really had some hard times. We went to the beach and it was beautiful. And we drove, you have to vacation. And by the time we got there, my poor son, his eardrum had popped. And there's just all this pus and like almost like blood's like out of it, and I thought, what do we do? I mean, we actually went, it's not that high of elevation, it's like 2500 feet maybe, and it was a great time, but then at the beach he ran around a little bit, but then he was just wanted to be picked up the whole time. And so like, even when we have a good day, it's been kind of like, and he's been home for 2 days now. So well, when Craig Yen, thank you, bless your heart, for sticking around that long. I see him tweeting goodnight to us, and we will say goodnight to Craig Yen as well. But, we will be back, and we will be strong at the Q conference. We will be talking education. We will not be goofing around with inside jokes the whole time. How about that?
Yeah, tweet at us, too. Let us know what you'd like us to grump about.
Yeah, we'll grump about a lot of – we can grump about pretty much anything. When you've been in the game as long as we have,
We have some good grumpy topics coming up, though.
Yeah, we do. We do. And maybe we can even I would say we could probably meerkat some of the sessions that are at Q if we wanted to, right? That's not against the rules, is it? If there's a sign outside in front, you know, you can, where it says no live streaming, but. You know, we could probably do that for some of them. So for Craig Yen, maybe we should do that. If we get to David Terrios, and I'll sit in the front and live stream him.
You can live stream mine. It'll be pretty exciting.
You never told us what you were doing, by the way.
I know. I tried to avoid that topic.
Okay. Who are you co-presenting with? How about that?
I'm presenting a session called Global Games with Joanne Fox. Fox. She's amazing. Tons of credit to her. I'm doing another session with the Tim Bentley and Brent Coley. He brought this idea to us, but just telling your story digitally, and it's more about how to tell story from the perspective of a principal for a school, how to tell that school story, how to tell that classroom story, how to tell that student, let them share their story. Mm-hmm. And then the digital tools that kind of go with it. So, but it's not about the tools. It's more about how to really communicate that story with the people you're trying to connect with and build relationships. So,
okay. So Brent Coley. There we go. Craig Yen lied. He said he was going to bed, and then he's still tweeting a little bit. That Craig Yen. All right. Well, thanks for grumping tonight, and I guess the next time, all right, next time we grump, we'll wait a week, since we'll split this into two, and then we'll see at Q, and we'll do one live from Q. Sound good?
Live from Q. Sounds great, Sean.
Okay, that sounds good. And we will catch you on the flip side.